You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
What's up, everybody? It's Broman. We're here. It's Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. And I wanted to take a minute right now, and I wanted to tell you all that I'm thankful for you, obviously. That goes without saying. But I also want to do what we do, which is give you guys a little advice. Thankfulness is incredibly underrated. Thankfulness, gratitude, these are things that people think they can just write off, you know, on the day to day. They just assume that there's no place for being cheerful in their everyday life or in business. And I wanted to let you know, in the traditional fashion of this podcast, that is utter and absolute bullshit. Gratitude and thankfulness are probably the number one thing you can do. And it's definitely one of the lowest energy things that you can do to increase the value that you put out in the world for your business. Now, it doesn't matter what the hell your business is. You could make roller skates, okay? But if you're out there all the time making sure that every single person who's ever bought your roller skates knows that you appreciate them, you're going to go a long way. Because when you tell someone thank you and you mean it, when you're honestly thankful, they know it. They recognize that there's so much to unpack inside of that thank you. It's like, thank you for buying our product. You make our business work. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have a business. So if there's anything we can do, let us know. When a company says that, when a person says that, it is this next level, unreal connection between you as a business or as a person and whoever you have helped, whoever has decided to become part of whatever you're doing. And that connection is important. It's what gives your business value. And recognizing it, whether it's at a corporate level, if you've got a fucking corporate Twitter account and you actually go into your messages and you find the people who are saying thank you. I know people are complaining, but find the people who say thank you. And there's so much you can do with that. You can highlight them. You can quote tweet them. You can just reach out directly and say, we appreciate you buying our product. Over time, you're not just building a good business. You're building advocates for you, advocates for your brand. And it is so unbelievably powerful to have this, the equivalent of a selfish, you know, a sales force, right? Of people who you don't pay, but you've just been kind to. And it's never been easier to do that shit. Because all you have to do is sit in front of your computer and you can write a message to anyone who has ever bought anything from you. Or anyone who has ever spent any time on anything you've done. And on a small scale, as you're building your brand, whatever it might be, if you focus on this shit up front, you will be surprised how sticky all of your interactions get. I don't know if sticky is a traditional market term, but it's something that I use when I'm on Twitch. You know, when you have someone who's part of what you're doing and they're sticky, it means they're always around or they're always informed. They take time to stick to whatever you're doing. And it's just so important to develop that. And everyone's always trying to socially engineer that interaction. How do I get people to stick? How do I get this idea to stick? And sometimes I think it's a lot about trying to throw a lot of glue on whatever you're doing and throw it at people. When in reality, you don't need to do that at all. The best way would be to get that. You don't have to glue it to anyone. The best way would be to go out there and have them pick it up and put it in their pocket and carry it around with them. And the easiest way to encourage that sort of behavior is genuine, honest thankfulness. So there you go, guys. There's my little Thanksgiving message for you. And in the spirit of my message, again, I want to say thank you for spending your time at all today or any day you listen to this. whether it's 10 years in the future, and you stumbled down the rabbit hole and you found this, thank you. Thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for thinking that I'm worth listening to. Thank you for changing my life. I know the podcast is new, but I've been making content and chasing my dream for 5 years now. And every single one of you are a part of what has become this life-changing moment that's lasted for 5 years. It is truly humbling, and I am beyond... I am without words when I sit down and think about it, when I look at it from a 30,000 foot view of everything, and I'm seeing how it all connects, and it is mind blowing that every single one of you give of your time to spend it with me, because it is the most valuable thing you have. So there you go, guys. A little bit of housekeeping. Today, on King's Coast, we launched the Hot Cocoa. So you can go to kingscoast.com and you can check out the cocoa. We've also launched our 10% off. So any orders you wanted to make for the coffee, you can now get 10% off of anything in the store, including subscriptions, which is kind of a big deal. We're going to let you double dip. We appreciate you there as well. It's been a really transformative business venture. I've learned a lot. It's made me realize I like starting businesses. And I don't like starting them because it's awesome and it makes tons of money. I like starting them because they make people smile. And it's really fucking hard. So thank you, guys. If you want to go check that out, if you're looking for some coffee, if you're looking for some gifts for the holidays, kingscoast.com. And yeah, I think the code we have for the 10% is thankful. I appreciate you guys, you gals, everybody. I love you. And I will catch you next time. Peace.